Thanks for joining me, William O'Flaherty, for this special All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. The following is an advance excerpt of a conversation I had with Dr. Hal Poe that tells about a newly discovered lost radio recording from C.S. Lewis that is likely from 1941 and before his first BBC radio broadcast that is more famously known as Mere Christianity. This excerpt is from a show about a special event happening in July 2016 that is called an Inklings Week in Oxford, hosted by the Inklings Fellowship that Dr. Hal Poe and Dr. Don King head up. Here's the exciting news I can tell you about at the moment. Well, now I understand there's a special treat for those attending the Inklings Week in Oxford. If I'm not mistaken, there's a Lost Lewis radio broadcast for MI6. What can you tell us about this?
Well, this is one of the exciting things that happens from time to time, to discover something that was not known or something that had been lost. And I'm a collector of Inklings manuscripts, letters, first editions, photographs, memorabilia, that sort of thing. And I came across a 78 RPM record with Lewis's name on it. And it was the recording was produced by the Joint Broadcasting Committee. And the subject of the recording is the Norse spirit in English literature. Well, I'd never heard of Lewis giving an address on the Norse spirit in English literature. And I thought, what could this be? Maybe it's another C.S. Lewis. But as it turned out, this was a recording that Lewis made before he did the broadcast talks for the BBC, and he did it in connection with the British invasion of Iceland. The British invaded to prevent the Germans from seizing Iceland, which would have given them a strategic base in the North Atlantic. And the Joint Broadcasting Committee was an arm of military intelligence. It's that nebulous group that no one knew much about, and even less what its actual name was. In the James Bond stories, it's the Secret Service. On BBC, it's usually called MI6, but neither of those are its actual name. And so Lewis gave these talks to in a sense, make the Icelandic people feel better about the British occupation.
Do we know what year this was from?
We do. The British seized Iceland in 1940. They seized Iceland the same day that the Germans invaded Holland. And it wasn't a coordinated effort. It was a great coincidence. But the British needed their every man available to defend the island and to fight in North Africa. And so Churchill persuaded Franklin Roosevelt to take over the occupation of Iceland before the United States entered the war. And he did it on the grounds that Iceland is actually in the Western Hemisphere, and therefore Iceland falls under the protection of the Monroe Doctrine. And so Roosevelt took over the occupation of Iceland in July of 1941. Now, we have a letter from Lewis to Arthur Graves in which he said he had just 3 weeks earlier made a gramophone record, which allowed him to hear his voice for the very first time. Now, up until now, we've assumed that this was some sort of a voice test for the BBC prior to Lewis making his broadcast talks in August of 1941. But in light of this record turning up and Lewis stating specifically this was the first time he'd heard his voice, and it would have to have happened before July 1941 when the Americans took over. He's probably referring to making this recording in early May of 1941.
So no one is going to hear this until this weekend in Oxford then?
Or
that's
a right.
Week and stuff? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fascinating. Okay. Yeah. Who has this? Or wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. When I finish my time machine, I need to know when you found it so I can go back and get it before you do. No. So,
and okay. Let me mention that Christianity Today is going to publish an article about it on their website.
I'm afraid that's all I have for now about this news. To learn more about the event in England, where you will be able to hear this newly discovered audio, be sure to check the complete interview about an Inklings Week in Oxford that will be posted soon, or maybe already if you are listening to this later than I initially released it. Check the show notes for at least a link to the website that tells about this Inkling event, and when the complete show is posted, then I will have a link to that as well. I also have a link to the article in Christianity Today that Dr. Hal Poe mentioned in my chat with him. You can find the show notes at either EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled B-O-D-B-E-A-N. Again, that's AllAboutJack.podbean.com. Or again, you could choose to go to EssentialCSLewis.com where I have a variety of articles there as well. Thanks again for listening.